This is Working Draft's audio overview of the impeachment trial of Vice President Sara Duterte for September 1, 2026. This is a working reference, not an official Senate record.
Two Philippine Army officers testified about certifications for 2023 youth and information activities that DepEd later used in answering COA questions about confidential funds. Both described their documents as records that Army activities occurred, not certifications of DepEd spending.
Prosecution counsel Reynaldo Robles said DepEd submitted army certifications to COA as support for 15.54 million pesos reportedly paid as rewards. The prosecution argued that documents about programs conducted by the army and local governments had been used to justify DepEd spending. Colonel Menaros M. Borenseng II supervised the 1st Infantry Division's civil military activities.
Borenseng described YLS as a long-standing interagency army program. He testified that his division received no DepEd funds for its 2023 YLS and IEC activities. He said the certification stated no purpose, and he did not know it would be used in DepEd COA response. It certified that the activities occurred and that the participating agencies did their part.
Questioned by Senator Judges, Borenseng said his division received no confidential or surveillance information from DepEd. He described its inputs as open-source information about students and available schools. He said he was not an intelligence officer and could not assess whether a standard activity certification established a link among informer information, a successful activity, and a reported reward. He also said he did not know how much DepEd spent on the activities.
The parties stipulated to identified COA memoranda, DepEd correspondence, AFP certifications, and related records. The chair ordered that those documents needed no further proof beyond completing the witness narration. When Robles called the questioned expenditure disallowed, the chair sustained an objection and said the record contained no evidence of a COA disallowance.
The defense agreed to stipulate that the three proposed AFP witnesses would testify that no confidential funds were transferred agency to agency for the activities. It refused to stipulate that no confidential information was shared, or that the officers did not know how the documents would be used. Lead defense counsel Sheila C. Sison pointed to language about DepEd collaboration and information. After the prosecution invoked a prima facie presumption of misappropriation, the presiding officer clarified that the burden of proof remained with the prosecution.
Colonel Magtangle G. Panopio testified about his December 5, 2023 certification. He said he learned during an October 2024 congressional hearing that DepEd had used it as a liquidation document. That surprised him because it certified YLS activities, not money or funds. Panopio said information from teachers could combine open source and confidential material used to plan where activities were needed.
Panopio maintained that his certification did not address how DepEd funded the activities or whether its spending was proper. He agreed that YLS and IEC were community relations activities, not intelligence gathering operations. He said the reported reward amount had no relation to his document. Senator Judge Panfilo Lacson noted similar language in two Army certifications. Panopio denied coordinating with Colonel Carlos Sangdan and attributed the resemblance to common military doctrine and reporting formats.
The court excused both Army witnesses. The parties remained divided over DepEd collaboration, information sharing, and the certifications' later use. Prosecution counsel said attorney Michael Wesley Poa would testify first when trial resumed on September 2nd, with a PSA representative to follow if time permitted.